the bombardment continues. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As the invasion of Ukraine drags into its third week, Russian troops are stepping up their attacks on the capital city.
In Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, an escalation in Russian artillery attacks and explosions hitting at least four buildings, including a 15-story apartment complex, triggering a huge fire and rescue effort. Officials say dozens of residents were killed in the attacks as Russia repositions its forces and slowly gains new ground. Despite security dangers, the prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia went by train to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv, a visit not sanctioned by the European Union. Zelensky will address Congress virtually on Wednesday. He's expected to call for more aid and a no-fly zone. Meanwhile, peace talks have resumed, with a proposed ceasefire and humanitarian corridors discussed.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. President Biden is set to travel to Belgium next week to meet with NATO leaders. A funeral service held in Lviv for four Ukrainian soldiers killed in an attack on a training base in western Ukraine. The Sunday attack killed at least 35 people. Vice President Harris's husband, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, has tested positive for COVID.
That was confirmed by President Biden himself, who explained why Harris was not at a women's event to acknowledge Equal Pay Day with him Tuesday.
Kamala chose not to take a chance since her husband had contracted COVID, always feeling very well, I'm told. By the way, when he tested, he's fine, but out of abundance of caution, she decided she wasn't going to join us today.
A statement from the vice president's office says Harris tested negative and will continue to test. Harris was with the president earlier Tuesday at the signing of a spending bill. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Michigan Congressman Fred Upton has announced he's tested positive for COVID. The congressman tweeted that he's vaccinated and boosted and is experiencing mild symptoms. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The NYPD discusses its ongoing investigation into the man arrested in Washington, D.C. in the shooting deaths of homeless men in both cities.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell said it was community involvement that led to breaks in this case.
Contacts, movements, locations, and a name.
Which was not officially released in New York. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig says the suspect was being questioned in Washington to discover why and how he got between cities, which Chief Essig speculated.
Either by train or bus, but, just by the fact he's in Penn Station at 3 a.m.
The suspect currently faces no charges in New York, but police are working with the DA on that end. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs eyes a system-wide overhaul that could mean the closure of VA hospitals and centers across the country.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is recommending the closure of dozens of VA medical center and other facilities across the country. But a plan, the VA says, that includes opening new facilities to expand care for millions of veterans and at a cost that right now isn't clear. Democrats like Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, along with South Dakota Republican Rep. Dusty Johnson, among other lawmakers, calling it grave concerns, even a betrayal, to shutter VA facilities in those states. President Biden has until February 15th of next year to decide. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Grammy Awards have announced its first slate of performers for next month's awards, including Olivia Rodrigo, BTS, Billie Eilish, Brandi Carlile, Brothers Osborne, and Lil Nas X with Jack Harlow. The show will air live April 3rd from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on CBS and Paramount+. Once again, Trevor Noah will be hosting. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.